Hey dads, before we jump into today's episode, I want to let you know about a great resource we have for you called the Dad Son Challenge, 10 manly activities that dads and sons can do together. These are fun activities that you and your son can do to help both of you get better at being men that are based around the 5 marks of manhood that we talk about in each episode of Manly Tales. So go to manhoodtribes.com/challenge where you can download your free Dad Son Challenge today. That's manhoodtribes.com/challenge. Welcome to Manly Tales, stories for making men out of boys, a podcast for dads and sons to listen to together. I'm Don Ross, the host of Manly Tales, and each episode you'll hear my sons and me talk about the stories that are inspiring and teaching us about what it means to be a man. We're excited to have you listen in with us. This episode is part of Season 3 of Manly Tales, where we're talking about the life of King David. Today's episode tells the story of how David was chosen as king. Let's listen together.
God addressed Samuel. "So, how long are you going to mope over Saul? You know I've rejected him as king over Israel. Fill your flask with anointing oil and get going. I'm sending you to Jesse of Bethlehem. I've spotted the very king I want among his sons."
"I can't do that," said Samuel. "Saul will hear about it and kill me."
God said, "Take a heifer with you and announce, 'I've come to lead you in worship of God with this heifer as a sacrifice.' Make sure Jesse gets invited. I'll let you know what to do next. I'll point out the one you are to anoint." Samuel did what God told him. When he arrived at Bethlehem, the town fathers greeted him, but apprehensively.
"Is there something wrong?"
"Nothing's wrong. I've come to sacrifice this heifer and lead you in the worship of God. Prepare yourselves, be consecrated, and join me in worship."
He made sure Jesse and his sons were also consecrated and called to worship. When they arrived, Samuel took one look at Eliab and thought,
"Here he is, God's anointed."
But God told Samuel, "Looks aren't everything. Don't be impressed with his looks and stature. I've already eliminated him. God judges persons differently than humans do. Men and women look at the face. God looks into the heart." Jesse then called up Abinadab and presented him to Samuel. Samuel said,
"This man isn't God's choice either."
Next, Jesse presented Shema. Samuel said,
"No, this man isn't either."
Jesse presented his 7 sons to Samuel. Samuel was blunt with Jesse.
"God hasn't chosen any of these."
Then he asked Jesse,
"Is this it? Are there no more sons?"
"Well, yes, there's the runt, but he's out tending the sheep." Samuel ordered Jesse,
"Go get him. We're not moving from this spot until he's here."
Jesse sent for him. He was brought in, the very picture of health, bright-eyed, good-looking. God said, "Up, on your feet. Anoint him. This is the one." Samuel took his flask of oil and anointed him, with his brothers standing around watching. The Spirit of God entered David like a rush of wind, God vitally empowering him for the rest of his life. Samuel left and went home to Ramah. At that very moment, the Spirit of God left Saul, and in its place, a black mood sent by God settled on him, and he was terrified. Saul's advisor said,
"This awful tormenting depression from God is making your life miserable. Oh, Master, let us help. Let us look for someone who can play the harp. When the black mood from God moves in, he'll play his music and you'll feel better."
Saul told his servants,
"Go ahead. Find me someone who can play well and bring him to me."
One of the young men spoke up.
"I know someone. I've seen him myself. The son of Jesse of Bethlehem. An excellent musician. He's also courageous, of age, well-spoken, and good-looking. And God is with him."
So Saul sent messengers to Jesse, requesting,
"Send your son David to me, the one who tends the sheep."
Jesse took a donkey, loaded it with a couple of loaves of bread, a flask of wine, and a young goat, and sent his son David with it to Saul. David came to Saul and stood before him. Saul liked him immediately and made him his right-hand man. Saul sent word back to Jesse. "Thank you. David will stay here. He's just the one I was looking for. I'm very impressed by him." After that, whenever the bad depression from God tormented Saul, David got out his harp and played. That would calm Saul down, and he would feel better as the moodiness lifted.
Okay, we're continuing with our stories about King David here on the Manly Tales podcast, and I'm excited to be able to kind of dive into this story a little bit, which gives us some insights on what David was like kind of as a boy or as a young man, and sort of what was going on in his life at that point in time. So I'm curious to hear from you guys, like, what did you like about this story?
Well, I really liked the part where God said that he was choosing the king based off of their heart and their character and not by their looks and their strength. I thought that was really cool because, like, at the beginning, Samuel was like, well, hey, this guy is really handsome and tall. He's definitely the king. And it was the youngest son out tending for the sheep. So I just thought that was really cool.
Yeah, that was neat. I think it was great to just kind of hear that God's perspective is different than man's perspective, and why that was really cool, you know, why that was really special, and that David got chosen in a way that normally he wouldn't have been chosen. You know, he was seventh or eighth in line in the sons, and it's, you know, in ancient times, it was always the firstborn son that got chosen. And so just the fact that God kind of turns things on its head and does things differently shows his favor to David. I thought that was really cool as well. Colton, what about you? What did you like from the story?
I liked how he just like was like, David was so nice to King Saul and like always played the harp for him and was like good person.
Yeah, that was cool. King Saul very definitely is being set up as kind of a not so great character here. And I think David, you know, really shows his ability to serve the king well, even when, you know, people didn't necessarily have a favorable opinion of him. So I thought that was kind of cool as well. Okay, so kind of speaking of that then, like, I think this is a good way for us to look at what are some of the marks of manhood that were in the story. So for you guys who are new listening to our Manly Tales podcast, one of the things that we do on each episode is try to talk about what it looks like to be a man. And we do that through what we call our five marks of manhood. And those are strength, courage, skill, honor, and allegiance. And we think that those are things that every man should show in his life as part of what it means to be a man. So what kind of marks of manhood did you guys see in this story?
A mark of manhood that I saw was a skill, how David was playing the harp and stuff.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah. So I thought it was really neat that, like, we get introduced to him and he's just this, like, shepherd boy who, you know, tends to the sheep and the goats. But then later on, we find out like he was also a great warrior and he could play the harp. Like he had some, you know, really some various skills. We don't often think about warriors being musicians, but David clearly was. That was kind of neat. What about you, Eli? What kind of marks of manhood did you hear in the story?
Well, I heard allegiance for sure because of how like David was tending to King Saul, like playing the harp for him, like feeding him, tending to him like when he was sad. I just thought that was really cool because it was showing that he was willing to do these things for King Saul, also because he loved King Saul and he loved God, and that's what he was doing.
Yeah, that's right. That's awesome. Yeah, and I think that theme of allegiance that David has towards Saul is one that we're going to see a bunch of. And I like that in this story, it tells us that because of that, Saul really came to love David and their relationship was good. But we're going to see over time that it doesn't necessarily stay that way, but that allegiance is really important to David, you know, throughout their whole time together. One of the things that I saw, I thought was the mark of manhood of courage. So not necessarily about David, but about Samuel. So at the beginning of the story, it kind of told us that Samuel was really, as a prophet, was really kind of fed up with King Saul and knew that he really wasn't following the Lord. And so God sent him to anoint a new king, but Saul was still the king. Saul wasn't dead. He wasn't off the throne. He was still the king. And Samuel kind of knew, well, like, if Saul knows that I'm doing this, he would have me killed. Like, I can't anoint a new king when we've still got a king. And yet he had the courage to do what God told him to do, which was to go and to, you know, find this new king to be anointed. And so, you know, sometimes I think that really shows, like, sometimes God's instructions to us are hard. You know, they're hard things to do. They don't always necessarily make perfect sense in the way that the world works, but they make sense in terms of the way that God does things. But it can take some courage to follow through on those things. So I thought that was great to kind of see Samuel's courage and being able to make that happen. Okay, what about the things that you guys saw in the story, whether it was from David or from Samuel or even from God? Like, what do you think you learned about being a man and that you could put into practice in your life?
I just thought that it was like David was just like, hey, I need to be loyal to King Saul because, well, he's my king. And just like, because he was like a little servant boy, like, I have to help him. And just, like, be nice to him. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, so just different ways that you can, you know, be loyal to and show your allegiance to your superiors. I thought that was great as well. What about you, Eli? What'd you learn?
I could learn to be a man by just the way that, like, you know, David was basically invited to the king's house. He was very close to him, and, like, never once in the story did it talk about, like, how David could have, like, used this to his advantage or, like, oh, now I have, like, this high ranking and power. Like, most people would think about, like, oh, all the good things that I can get out of this and, like, how I can get more for me. And David just thought about, like, how can I help and serve my king? And by doing that, how can I help and serve God? So I just thought that was really neat.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's a great example. All right, cool. Well, at the end of each Manly Tales episode, we like to end our time by giving you guys, the listeners, some questions to keep talking about with each other. So we've got one question for the dads and one question for the sons so that you can keep the discussion going beyond the episode. So our question today for the dads is, what impresses you the most about your son's heart?
And the question for the son is, what skill do you have that you could use to serve others?
Okay, that's it for today on this episode of Manly Tales. We will look forward to talking to you next time. We'll see you.
Bye-bye.
See you guys later. Bye-bye.
Manly Tales stories are adapted and performed by Josh Burns. For more information about the show, visit manlytales.com.
Hey dads, don't forget to download your Dad-Son Challenge, 10 manly activities that dads and sons can do together. Just go to manhoodtribes.com/challenge.